Kum Lerna Black Gemara and if you Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. And we were saying that not that Pshat is we're totally going to forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We ask, you know, the Chachamim say that Mashiach will come, we'll still talk about Ulamayis HaMashiach. And also then we'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Zayma said, Mashiach will come, who'll talk about Mitzrayim? We have other things to talk about. And the fact it's going to usurp everything that happened, or eclipse everything that happened before. So Gemara says, doesn't mean that, and being a pasuk to prove that. He says, doesn't mean that he won't talk about Mitzrayim. Just means that it'll be relegated to second place. In other words, it's no longer as significant as it was, but of course we'll continue to talk about Mitzrayim. Just like Hashem said to Yaakov, no longer be called Yaakov. Doesn't mean we'll no longer be called Yaakov, but it's not as chashuv as Yisrael. Says the Gemara that you'd give him on the top of the page. Don't remember the early times, the Kadmonis, and what happened in the past. Don't think too much about it. So what does it sound like? So when it comes to the, don't remember, it sounds like don't remember it at all, as a Shibin Malchus. The different Golos that we had in between, in the interim, don't remember them at all. But the Kadmoni is the very first Golos that we had, the early one, which is Mitzvah Mitzrayim. Altis Bainu, don't spend too much time focusing on it. So another, don't forget it, but don't, it's not that significant. Zugetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, it says the Pasuk. So now, but again, we will talk about Mitzrayim, but it's not as significant as it is today. Says the Gemara, "Hini oisa chadosha, I'm making new things. Ata titzmach, now it will blossom." Tanya Rabbi Yosef, what will be the new things that we're going to just talk about? Zumelchemes Goygemog, war that will take place right before Bi'ez Mashiach, the Mecham of Goygemog. That is the new thing that we will talk about when we'll overcome Goygemog, when it'll be over. Everyone says that we're Yates already, or Mecham of Goygemog, with what happened in the last century. So now we're just anticipating Bi'ez Mashiach. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. You can sit right there then. Welcome back. Actually, this is the youngest member in Australia. He started when he was 14 years old. He finished the first Machzor B'Liyan Hora, and he made his own Siyum in Eretz Yisrael that was comparable to all the big Siyum they made there. Is that accurate? Very good. Okay. Now we can start Hudos here. Mashal, the Ma'adava Deimer. I'll give you an example of what it's compared to. La'odom, a person in Ma'abaderech. The relationship that we can have to Yetzias Mitzrayim once Mashiach comes is as follows. A person is traveling a pogo by Zev. He encountered a wolf. And obviously is dangerous. A menacing wolf. Venitzel men. And he survived. Wherever he went, he told people... about the miracle, how miraculously he was saved. Okay. Then he continued going. He told over the story. Then later, he told everyone what happened. Then Adi Pogaboy, and then I'm all mixed up here. Start again. Pogaboy Zay Venitzman. And he was telling everybody. Then Ari came in and he had an encounter with Ari, and he was rescued from that. So what happened now? He stops talking about the wolf and he starts now talking about the lion. A lion is far more dangerous. Then what happened was Pogaboy Nachash, and a snake attacked him. Venitzimimenu. Here we see that a snake is far more dangerous to a person traveling than even a lion.
Is this representative of three Golosin of the Yidden?
But there's four Golosin, by the way, we say.
Why?
There's Modai and there's Yavon. There's four Golosin.
Yeah, but they're all in the one time frame.
But it's, you always consider them four Golosin. Could be.
The Raman says, you know, Chedosh Chedoshim, that we made Zecher at Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Zecher for Bovel is that we took the names of the months
This Moshel Ma'adav Adoyma cannot be talking about really about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim we just said you have to remember it, but it's not as significant. Here in this Moshel it says and Shochach Ma'as Hashneim, completely forgot about what happened, and then we finish off saying Avkach Yisrael Tzores Achreiz Meshach Kezer Hashneim. You totally forget about it. So this really must be a Moshel for the other Golosin that we had, but Mitzrayim is different because we're mandated to remember. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. We have so many mitzvahs that are tagged to Mitzrayim. So that's not part of the Moshel. So we're talking about that Yaakov is no longer named Yaakov. Avram, so same goes about Avram. Avram is Avram. Bitchila, first he was called Avram because he was Nasa of Laram. He was only considered the father of the city of Aram. But later on, Nasa of L'chola Olam Kuli became an of to the entire world. And this is also again Halacha, the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they were regarding Bikurim. If a ger can go ahead and bring Bikurim and say L'Avoseinu, because if you say that Avram is an Av L'chola Olam, then a ger can also say L'Avoseinu. And as a Machlekes is a Shani, whether you pass Rabbi Yehuda or not, Tosfos and others. And the same thing by benching. Can you say as well by benching, sorry?
No, just this issue of the Golos is not 70.
Oh, okay. And the same thing is by, by benching, there's a machlekes that we can say, the grounding edge of soil that were given to us and so on. Some of the Shainim hold the third opinion that says only those Gadim who come from Kani, because Kani also got a share in edge of soil. But anyway, this is an Afghan Alocha, Av L'chola Olam Kulei. Sarai. He saw the betchila. First, we know Sarah. Then Nasa Sarah Ilu Masa. Well, so Nasa Sarah Cholam Kula. First, she was the mistress of her nation and then of the entire world. Talking about Kapora, then we continue. Kolakoyde, anyone who reads, who says Avram, anybody calls Avram is Oyver Ben Asay. Is actually Oyver and Aveda Mitzvah Asay. Shenema, it says, "Well, Yeshimcha Avram. From now on, your name will be known as Avram." Rabbi Lezer goes further. Not only that you're even asay for not calling him Avraham, you'll be even avedish. And then it says, Avram, no longer be known as Avram. Why does the Braith only limit it to Avram? It says also you should no longer call her Sarai. Call her Sarah. So why doesn't it say over there as well, you're even an Aveda if you call her Sarah? There was a very personal thing. The Avi said to Avram that Sarai Ishtacha, Sarai, your wife, Loi Tikra Shmo Sarai Ki Sarai Shmo. You should no longer call her Sarai, but Sarah. It's not a universal love. Hashem Avram is a universal love. So, based on what you just said regarding Avram, that anyone calls him Avram is Oven Aveda. So, why not if you call Yaakov, he's also Oven Aveda? Why doesn't it say that in the Braisa? Shiny, awesome, there's different. The Hadar Ahadrikra, the Tate itself, referred to him as Yaakov even after the Psukim where it says no longer will his name be Yaakov but Yisrael. See, if it says a positive by Yemel, Kim Yisrael, they just said to Yisrael, the Maris Alayla in the vision of night, by Yemel, Yaakov, and we called out to him, Yaakov. Even after he called him Yisrael, he still referred to him as Yaakov. So it's like two madregas within Yaakov and Yisrael. Mosi, Rabbi Yisi Bar Avin, you're telling me that no longer you're allowed to call and refer to Avram as Avram. So how can we say in Davening and it says in Tanakh Vitam Rabbi Yisi Bar Zvida, says the Pasik, Atahu Hashem Lekim Hashem Bechata Avram? You, the Abish, have chosen Avram. This is written many years later by the Navi and call him Avram. But the fact is you call him Avram. So the Gemara answers more along the lines you just said. He's recounting history and praising Hashem for what he did. So therefore, in the beginning, Avram was called Avram, and then later was changed to Avram. So that's what he's going through the history. So that's not an Aveda.
How do they call somebody in Yiddish Avram?
Hadron Allah, we just finished the first Paydik in Brachas. If you were reading the Tayde, it came the time to read Krishma. So, but you were, let's say, just stand reading the Tayde, learning, or we'll soon see what you were doing. And you had a kavana, and suddenly it's time for Zman Krishma. So, Im Kivan Libi Yotze, as long as you have kavana, you are Yotze. We'll discuss in the Gemara here whether you actually have to have kavana. Is there an argument? Biprokim, now you remember there's paragraphs. Starting from Baruch Hu, Tushim Nesad, that paragraphs. Biprokim, between the paragraphs, and the Gemara, the Mishnah soon tells us what the paragraphs are. Between the paragraphs, Shoyil Mipnei HaKavid, you're allowed to, if someone comes in, you're allowed to greet them and say Shalom Aleichem, out of respect, somebody who deserves respect. Umeishiv, and you can answer, we'll see in the Gemara later, or answer similarly to people that deserve respect according to the Tanakh, according to the Meir. Uve Emtze, but if you're in the middle of a paragraph, Shoyil Mipnei Ayida, you can ask only if you're out of fear. Rashi says an astonishing thing, which a couple of children agree with Rashi, is Rashi says over here, what do you mean fear? Fear that he is going to kill you. And everybody asks if it's a question, Rashi says, Shalom Yehagu, shouldn't kill him. Everybody asks, Pekuach Nefesh is Lecha Kol Ter Kulim. What's Rashi saying here? So therefore they learn, fear means someone that you have a mitzvah of fearing, which is your parents, or if your parents walk into the shul then, or your Rebbe, your personal Rebbe, or the Gadol HaDor, those are the only ones that you're allowed to interrupt your middle of a paragraph. And they have a hard time trying to, for Rashi, what it means, Shalagru. Sorry? That's Yira. That's Yira. Yira means the Torah says, Moedah Rabach. Yimodah Kerover Shemayim. The Torah says, you know, you have to fear your parents. Sorry? Only your parents, your personal Rebbe, and the Gadol HaDor.
That's Yira.
Oh, covered is anybody who's a tamachachom, anybody who's a not even tamachachom, a respectful person, anybody that deserves respect, not the average person. Umeishiv, and you answer as well to a person that you fear. Divid Amir. Rabbi says no. Be'emtsa shayim b'nei yid. In the middle of a paragraph, I agree with you. You ask b'nei yid, but I hold umeishiv b'nei covered. If somebody asks you first, you're allowed to respond to him as well, even though he's not a person you fear, but a person you respect. Answering, you can answer, and that person who asks is allowed to ask, even though knowing that he'll force you to answer. Ubeprakim between the paragraphs, sorry, in the middle of the paragraph, shayim b'nei covered. That if you see someone that you deserve, I agree with Amir about the shoyl part. People who come in and say shalom aleichem, you're allowed to respond to them. Machlek is a shayin if b'emtsa peding means even in the middle of a pasuk. If many shayin hold that even in the middle of a pasuk, you're allowed to interrupt basically the same way. Because they say that if you're going to resume, the other Rishonim said, no, dafka the beginning of a pasuk, because if you resume in the middle, it doesn't make sense. What are you saying? So there's sort of a pshat in halach, and that is that you're allowed to interrupt the middle of a pasuk, but when you resume, go back to the beginning of the pasuk to resume. Eile made a proxim. These can say between the paragraphs. Bein bracha l'shayin l'shnei, between the first and second bracha, bein shnei l'shma, between the second bracha and shma, bein shma l'hoyin shmoye, bein hoyin shmoye v'yem. These are the beginning of paragraphs. Bein vayemer l'emes v'yatsiv. So the first tana holds, even between vayemer l'emes v'yatsiv, you're allowed to interrupt. Rabbi Yehuda aimer bein vayemer l'emes v'yatsiv lo yafsik. It's since it's the pasuk Hashem l'kim emes, you're not allowed to interrupt at all. In fact, it says even between the word emes v'yatsiv as well, because v'yatsiv also is just an interpretation of the word truth. So it has to be, you shouldn't be mafsik at all between vayemer and emes and yatsiv. Why is it that Shema, we say Shema before we say V'hoyin Shmoya, when it's the reverse order of the Torah? First you have to accept Hashem, the yoke of Hashem, and then the yoke of mitzvahs. So what do you call it? Whenever we say Shema, we'll see in the Targum Gemara, Baruch Shem Kavod is always included in Shema, because Shema is the idea of Kabbalah soil and accepting the yoke of Hashem, and so is Baruch Shem. Why is V'hoyim Shmoy come before V'yemer? V'chol V'yemer is a pasha shlach. V'hoyim Shmoy noig ben b'yem ben b'layla. The mitzvahs of V'hoyim Shmoy by day by night, but V'yemer tzitzis ain't noig ela b'yem b'levad. It's only by day. Says the Gemara. So you're telling me that if you're reading the Torah and you're saying Shema is not good enough until you had Kavana. Shema and Mitzvah Kavana. Can we learn from here that Mitzvah Kavana? Throughout Shas, we have many machlekes that have been resolved in Pesachim and Rishon and other places. It's never been resolved. So maybe let's resolve. Here's a Stam Mishnah that says clearly you have to have Kavana. Says the Gemara, Ma'im Kivan Libay Likres. Kivan Libay means you had a mind to read. For the Gemara, when you had a mind to read, you're talking about you reading. Likres, we just said that you were reading the Torah and it came time, Krishma. The Kodeh Lahagia, what you were doing is you were reading the Torah to edit the Torah. So the Machlekes is showing exactly what you were doing. So according to Tesis, when an editor edits it, somebody who's, going through to be Magia to edit, to examine, make sure that everything is 100% kosher. The way they read the words are the way, to make sure they cover every letter, because they're silent letters as well. So they're going to say themselves the words totally different the way we read it, so that they make sure that every letter is there and nothing is missing. So that's what right now he's not reading it correctly. And imkivali mean that he reads it correctly. That's all it means. Don't do it with kavana. Or Rashi says he's like a misasik. If you're playing around with a shofar and suddenly sounds come out, that's called a misasik, which means you had no, even if you hold mitzvah don't need kavana, but if you were just playing around and suddenly something comes out, if you were just stam reading, not even for the sake of reading, just stam words were coming out, you're not yetz unless you had a mind to read. But don't do the kavana. Bottom line is, big machlek is if mitzvah sichas kavana or don't need kavana. We mentioned that yesterday as well. And we said yesterday that if you have kavana, not even though you hold mitzvah, don't need kavana. If you have kavana not to be yetzer, you're not yetzer. That in itself is the machlek is the Ra and the Rashi and others. And the machlek is there is totally, how do we understand the opinion mitzvah don't need kavana? Is the pshat that we don't care about kavana since you're doing a pa'ula, you're doing a mitzvah? That's it. You're kind of you're yetzer. Who cares what the kavana is? How can your machshava, which is not tangible in any way, have an impact on something which is tangible, which is real? If that's the vart, then even if you have a kavana hafchiz, you say, I don't want to be yetzer, it doesn't matter. The fact is, you did something. But another way of learning is that even those who hold mitzvah don't need kavanah is because why are you doing this mitzvah? Why are you doing this? Because probably you have kavanah, even though it's not on your conscious level, it's then your subconscious. But if you coolly say, I do not want to be yetzer, nobody can force you, because at the end of the day, you do need kavanah. There's a machlek is when you hold mitzvah, need kavanah, that's from the Torah itself, that gufa is only midurabonin. Adremishonar Paskins clearly that it's from the Torah that mitzvahs need kavanah. Anyway, even those who hold mitzvahs don't need kavanah argue when it comes to Krishna, the kavanah, we're using the same word kavanah, but it means different things. Normally, kavanah means you have to have kavanah to be yetzer. But mitzvahs are here by Krishna, even if you don't need kavanah, you still need kavanah to understand the words you are saying. Not to yetzer the mitzvah, but the whole idea of Krishna is you're accepting the yoke of Hashem, we just said. So you need to understand the words, at least, what you're saying. And we'll soon see which part of Shema we're talking about.
But that's Shema Seirat Tefillah or Shema anytime?
Anytime. So we already learned brachas and not ma'akiv, right? And the halacha is from here.
Doesn't know anything,
he's been
telling
him
say Shema or
so.
Shema after you.
So he's still Yotze.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what he's saying.
Doesn't matter, he's still Yotze. I mean, when you tell him we're doing Shema, which is the most important prayer, I guess he has a general idea. From here we'll take a learn halacha that you don't have to have the brachas, because it says if you had a mind Kishma, you Yotze. And that's the big machlek is a shayin, what we're doing in the morning, say Shema, but in Kabbonis, whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing. Because we're saying Shema without the brachas, and you Yotze, so you didn't do the way the Chacham wanted. The Chacham wanted you should say the brachas. And we're dafka doing without the brachas. So some say you have to have a mind that tonight. But if I don't say Krishna in time, this is going to be my Krishna. But if I am, I don't want to be gated as Krishna. I'm just saying it as part of davening. Anyway, let's continue. It says, Gemara, tell them what we learned. Others say it doesn't help because the Breira or the rule is you cannot make a Tanai on something that you cannot make a Shliach. We had more Nazir. And since you cannot have a Shliach saying Shema for you, what does it help the Tanai? And therefore they say you're not allowed to say Shema in the morning. Others continue. Krishma kicks off, and Rebbe holds that Krishma said the way it's written in the Torah in Hebrew. You can say any language you want, you can say Krishma. My time with the Rebbe, why Dafka in Hebrew? I'm across in the Pasuk. But how you had volume, how you mean, but have a yos in year, the way it is, the way it's written, that's how you should read it. But Abon and my Tamai in any language, I'm across in the Pasuk. Shema, bechol loshat shmeya. Shema means any loshin you understand, like you just said before. Ule Rebbe nami hoksi shema, Rebbe says the fuck shema. So he says, you know what he does with shema? Ahum ebayle hi shema la oznucha mashat amaitzi mepichi. You have to listen to the words you are saying. Don't say, don't just read with your eyes. But Abon and Savalu command Omar, Abon and how can they use shema for every language? Language, don't you need to hear it? No. The Lama Leishmi loves the Yotz. They hold you still Yotz even if you don't hear what you're saying. Uva Rabban and Ami Yoksi Vahoyu. Rabban also, it says Vahoyu, which means it has to be the way, this is the way it should be in Hebrew. No. Ahume Boyulu Shlo Yikari Lama Freya. Don't read it backwards. Don't read it backwards. The words backwards. Rebbe, some say the words, some say the sentences. Rebbe, or the Parshis. Different opinions. Rebbe, Shlo Yikari Lama Freya. How does he know? He uses Vahoyu for Hebrew. Nafkale Midvarim Hadvarim. He could have said Vahoyu Dvarim Mela. Why is it Hadvarim? Make sure you say it exactly the way I told you. But Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim Leidosha. They don't believe that's enough for a drasha, the extra hay. So remember, the fact that Rebbe says you need to say it in Hebrew means that everything else you can say in any language you want. The Savar Rebbe, the Chol HaTayr Kula B'Chol Lashon Emra. Then the rest of the Torah can be said in any language. So you need a pasuk for Krishma. I'll tell you a minute what do you mean by the rest of the Torah. Because these are Gedatel V'Koyin Emra, everything else has to be said in Hebrew as well. Why do you need a special miut or limud by Krishma? It's V'Hoy Dekosachman and Lomali. Why do you need it for? It's if we need it, and that's not Ayah. But should the Chsiv Shema? Maybe the entire Torah is in Hebrew as well. But you know why you have to be told by Shema? By Krishma, because it says the word Shema, you could have argued that Shema means in any language that you want to say it in. So I'm telling you, no, but how you, even this should be in Hebrew as well. The Memra, on the other hand, let's say the Savir Rabban, Chol Teir Kub Loshon Hakoyin Emra, that Rabban hold the entire Teir is written Dafkan Loshon Kodesh. Kodesh, like that, Bechol Loshon Emra, you can say it in any language, so why need a special limit by Shema? Shema, because I'm a Lamali, it's a need, Moshe the Chiv, it says, the Hoyu, we were thought limited to Hebrew. What do you mean, Chol Teir Kub Loshon Kodesh Emra? Big Machlekes. From here, the Ritva in Megillah of Yitzayin and others learn that there's a mitzvah Kriyas HaTeir every single Shabbos. It's Mahat Teir. And that's what it means, Bechol Teir. Lashon Kodesh never means every Shabbat you got to read the Torah in Lashon Kodesh. Tosfos says, and the Rosh and others, it means Parsha Zachar, the once a year you have to read, or Tosfos brings Parsha Potter. Some say it's a Tosfos Tfus, where does Potter coming from? But anyway, these two Parshas have to be read in the Torah twice a year or once a year. So that is what we're referring to. But there's another opinion, interesting, that some of the Rishonim say, when you learn Torah, the only way you are Yitzhak learning Torah is if you say it in Lashon Kodesh. If you say it in any other language, you're not Yetzer Limud HaTorah. So the words that we read in the, I guess the Gemara is Aramaic, but the words in the Gemara that have the Lashon Kodesh is what we Yetzer, even though we're translating in English according to those Rishonim, which is quite astonishing. But anyway, tell them how you learned. For how you, what for how you mentioned the Kodesh going backwards? Hadvarim alavavcha says how you were made alavavcha, but means Yochol. I would have thought to hate kol haparsha tzicha kavana. I would have thought you would need the entire parsha to be with kavana, that you have to have kavana and understand what you're saying throughout the entire parsha. Tamid leimer ha'ele ad kan tzicha kavana, until here, until the words alavavcha, you need to understand what you're saying, and that's it. I mean, you should, but if you don't, you're still Yaitse. Divide Rabbalaz, that's opinion number one. Omele Bakiva Hari Oimet says, everything that I'm going to tell you, Taiva Hafta also requires Kavanah, not just Talavavcha, but Taiva Hafta, the entire first Pedic. Omele Rabbalachon, the entire first Pasha. That's version one. Iki the Masala Horatanya, others learning the following. Hakoidesh Ma. If somebody reads Shema, so does she have an asleep. But when you say Shema, you have to have kavana. Rabbi Achim Shem Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Achim Shem Yehuda, kivan she kivan libay bepedig rishon, as long as I have kavana. And vahafta, shuv ein utzadik, you no longer need it. Amar, Rabbi Babachon, Rabbi Echon, halacha ki Rabbi Achim, halacha Rabbi Achim, she amam Shem Rabbi Yehuda. So the first version had it in the name of Rabbi Akiva, the second version had it in Rabbi Yehuda, but they're both passing the same thing, that you need the entire vahafta. That's a most unfortunate, not everyone. Tanya, another price, we have so many different opinions. V'ho you, shall you call him a freya? Again, v'ho you immediately backwards. Al-levavcha, Rabzukra, oimer, ad-kam mitzvah kavana, like before. Rabzukra says, until here is the mitzvah kavana, that onto these words, and then mekam ve'elich mitzvah kriya. From here on in, you have to read. Now, what does that mean? Sounds like, until al-levavcha, you don't have to read, you can read with your eyes. As long as you understand what you're saying, kavana. All you need is kavana. From after avlavavcha, that you have to read. Very odd. The Gemara will soon explain. Rabbi Yeshia says, "Ad kan mitzvah kriya." No, till avlavcha you have to read. Mikan ve'elich mitzvah kavana. From now on, all you have to have is kavana. Understand, but you don't have to read. Sounds like the first part. You don't have that kavana either. What's going on? The Gemara will explain. Says, "What? I don't understand." Ma'ishlo mikan ve'mitzvah kriya. Why are you saying from here on you have to have the mitzvah kriya? Why do you have to read the chesiv? It says ledabebom. The second pater, it says ledabebom. So when it says adkan over here, it doesn't mean till the words alavavcha. Here it means the entire first pater. We're contrasting vahafta and vahayim shemaya. So according to one vahafta, you have to have only kavan vahayim shemaya. You have to read, and according to that's a mazut. Another one says no, that kriya is the vahafta and vahayim shemaya is kavana. And the more doesn't understand. So let's go through it. Why you tell me the mitzvah of reading the second pasha vahayim? Because it's dababam. No, in the first pasha you don't have a mitzvah to read the words. All you have to do is think. Hachanamik says with the bar to bam. It says with the bar to bam. Same words. Says, "Well, you misunderstood. No one said that you don't have to read v'ahavta v'harikomet. Adkan, the first pedig mitzvahs kavana v'kriya. You have to read the words and you have to understand what you're saying. Mekan ve'elik, but the second pedig v'hoyin shemaya is kriya b'lei kavana. As long as you read the words, even if you had no kavana, you are yaitza. In other words, you only need kavana v'ahavta, and if you don't have kavana v'hoyin shemaya, it's all right. U'mayishna." Tomorrow said, "I still don't understand." Why is it vahafta you say you need kavana and kriya? Because it says alavavcha, it says on your heart, so you have to understand it. It's a bit about the bum. It says both words there, just in plural, alavavcha and bum. So why over there suddenly you say kriya is important but not kavana? It says also alavavchim. Said Gemara, you know what you alavavchim there? Nothing to do with Krishna. The alavavchim is referring to the tefillin. Where you should place it, tefillin shayad. Ahum beboilek rabitzchak. There you need for rabitzchak the amav v'samtem as the varele. You should place these. Word. We're not talking about krishma at all. We're talking about placing the tefillin shayad. Where should you place the tefillin shayad? On the top of your hand, on your biceps. Tzrichas v'simik ne'alav next to your heart. So therefore, v'hafta needs kavana and kriya, and v'hon yishmoy needs just kriya. Amar Rabbi Yishe said, "Ad kam mitzvah kriya. V'hafta you need kriya. Mekam ve'elam is kavana, but v'hon yishmoy you need kavana." Same questions. Why do you say you need kavana and vahayim shemaya? Because it says alavavchim. Nu hochinam aksiv alavavchim and vahavta is alavavcha. Hochikama, you misunderstood him. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. Vahavta, you need kriya and kavana. Aber mekan v'elich, by mekam v'hayim shemaya, is kavana b'loy kriya. Kavana without even reading. Tell you why. What do you mean you don't have to read vahayim shemaya? Maishna ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. Why you tell me v'hafta you have to read and kavana chesiv alavavcha tzad v'bat abam? Nu hasanam chesiv alavavcha l'dabam. So we say, who b'divrei teyde chesiv? That which it says over there, the bar term is talking about learning teyde. As a fact, we'll see later on that there's an opinion in Taisa Menachos Pasuk Halacha Lamaisa that Krishma is only midrabanan, and everything it says in Krishma about Shachar Kamech and all that is talking about learning Teda, not about saying Shema, Teda. I want you to teach your children Torah so they can learn themselves and talk about it. However, hold Shema Yisrael and Yikavana, and I told you, include Baruch Hashem. Amar Rav, forget all the opinions we had till now. You need that when there's a ma'akiv according to everybody, Shema and Baruch Hashem. Tanya, and that's the halacha Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, you should always have kavana, but that's the minimum. Tanya Sumchas Oimer Kol Amayder BeEchad. If you elongate the word Echad, Ma'arichin LaYama V'Shnoisav. Omer Av Achva Yaakov BeDalad. You should extend the Dalad a little bit, but not the Rashi holds not the Ches at all, because when you say Ach Echad, it doesn't have any meaning. Others say the Ches also, could the Ches mean the seven heavens and the one earth. So you might a little bit. Omer Av Ashi Bevad Shleyachte BeChes. Don't swallow the letter Ches, because then it doesn't sound right. He was stretching out very long. Go too long is also no good. That when he says alavavcha, you should stand up. Now, what does that mean? You should stand up. We just learned before that Hillel says you can be in any position you're in. What do you mean you should stand up? Alavavcha zakdatech aleima ad alavavcha ba'amida. It means from the beginning of Shema until here, you should stop. What do you mean you should stop? And talking about it here, we're not talking about what we said before, that you were sitting and you should stand up. It's talking about if you were traveling, you should stop so that you can focus and have kavana on the and saying Krishna. How long should you stop for? Until Ad Lavavcha. And Rabbi Yechiel says, call a parsha kula, and Tai Shema, you should stop so that you can focus. We're not talking about if you were sitting, you should stand up. If you stand up, you chayim misa, because he's showing you don't agree with the way the chachamim learned b'shachur kumecha, which is manikim b'shkiva. V'ozei b'chin tamei damar b'chol meyichin lochzu krabach v'shom v'shom Yehuda loch krabach neim ab Yehuda. Said more about the Torah when we learned. No, Rabbi Yechiel said at the top of the page that the mitzvah of Krishma, they have to kavan his entire first parsha v'hafta. Therefore, he says you have to stop if you're traveling the entire v'hafta. But we, Rav Paskin before, you have to have kavan for Shema Baruch Shem. So that's what you have to stop for as well. The minimum is Shema Baruch Shem.
So you don't have to stop.
Yeah, that's what we said. Yeah, you can continue going. Except, we want you to have kavan. Tara Baruch Shema Yisrael, Shema Yochor, Zu Krish Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That was a Krish Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's it. All he said was Shema Yisrael. Omle Rav Chivar Chazil Rebim Kabla Moshemaim. He gave us a share from early morning before daybreak, and he continued for a few hours, and I never saw him say Shema. How is that possible? And we learned before they had to be for Vasikin and all that. Omle said Bapachsi, the son of an officer, we know Yuchash Vigai, Bishar Shema the Yodav Alpanov. Have you ever noticed that Rebbe every morning would put his hand on his eyes? You thought that he was trying to scratch his eyes or something. He covered his eyes, Mikabel Olav Earl Malchushemaim. And this is the basis why we cover our eyes by Shema Yisrael. Why exactly we do that? Some say so that we can focus, ignore everything that's happening. The Rabbeinu Yonah says an interesting thing in the back of the Moriah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when you say Shema, you're supposed to take your eyes and remember that every letter of Chod means, you know, the Hashem and the heavens and the earth. You're supposed to take your eyes and move your eyeballs everywhere in all directions, in the four corners of the world. And it's not, people will distract other people from davening. So you cover your eyes so that nobody should see how your eyeballs are moving around. Then the question is, Chayze v'gaymra ain chayze v'gamra. Would he continue later saying the rest of the Shema and then davening or not? Back up on him, that's it. He wouldn't. It was after the Shir. Yes, he would. I said that what? That he did not continue. That's why Rebbe always looked for, right after he did that with his hand, he would try to mix into the shir something about Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he mentioned, like, you know, about Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah to mention also every day, and he wouldn't resume davening. That's it, he davened. He went back to davening. Why would he have to go search for Yitzis Mitzrayim? But daven anyway later on. Says the Gemara, say Yatzv Noch and all that. He wanted to say Yitzim Tzayim in the time, in the right time, which is the same time as saying Krishna. Sorry? It was, obviously it was. He missed the whole man Krishna.
He must have been able to see it through the window.
What? See what?
It's come up, the sun's come up. Yeah. He didn't have a watch.
Oh, yeah, but Talmidim. If you had those five great Tanoim, were interrupted by the Talmidim, you know, Giz Man Krishna Shachas. Omar Abel Bereb Shmuel Bar Tamash Meid Rav Omar Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Echad. What happened? He said, Shema Yisrael, the nenes b'sheina, suddenly he fell asleep. Yotze, you are yotze. As long as you said Shema Yisrael correctly, even though you then, when we say you fell asleep, it doesn't mean you slept through. He meant that you said, but you were half, your mind was elsewhere. You were dremeling and in and out, you're napping, you're yotze. But Shema, you have to be up. Amar Nachman the daughter Avdi, Nachman said to the daughter his servant, Bepsuke kamo tzaren. By Shema Yisrael, make me up, make sure that I'm wide awake. But tfei loy tzaren. After Shema Yisrael, if you see me dozing off, don't worry about it. Rabbi Yisrael said to Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Rabbi, his colleague, Avuch, your father, how did your father do? Omalei b'psuka kama have come mitzayin nafshe. The very first pasuk, he made sure that they kept him up. Tfei lo have mitzayin nafshe. But more than that, he wasn't particular. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, even though we learned a few days ago, you can be in any position according to Hillel and Lin Krishma, but not every position. A prakdin, we had this in other gemaras. A prakdin, according to Shem Rishonim, where Rashi learns, is lying on your back. Others say you're lying on your stomach. If you're lying on your back, lo yikra krishma. You shouldn't read krishma because that's a sign of arrogance, and that is definitely not right. Mikro de lo yikra. The problem is laying Krishna, but lying that way is all right. But Rabbi Shimon Levi lied. Rabbi Shimon, he's a curse. Amanda Gonia Park, and he's cursed somebody who slept this way because it's haughty and other things as well. Amri, we said Migna Kimatsli Shabbatam. If you're sleeping, lying a little bit to the side, that's all right. Of a mikra to read Krishna, I forgot the matzina miyosa. If you're lying on your back, tilt a little bit to the side, it's still not good enough. Still too arrogant. The Gemara of Rabbi Yechon and Matzli v'Kar Yechon, he should turn, tilt a little bit to the side and read. Shain Rabbi Yechon b'al Basrav. He couldn't turn anymore over because he's a big fellow. Ubeprakim Shoyel Meish. So Meir said, you ask him, what do you call it? Mipnei Hakavod. And we meishiv. It doesn't say when you can respond, to whom you can respond. Meishiv machmas mai. What are we talking about? Elaim up and mea covered, that you can respond for covered. Hash to Mishal Shoyil. If you're allowed to initiate the conversation between our covered, between the paragraphs, hadudim meboya. You have to tell me you're allowed to respond. Of course you're allowed to respond. Oh, before we said if you don't respond, you're a goslin. Ella Shoyil, this is how you read. Shoyim Nea Kovid. You're allowed to initiate the conversation for somebody you earn respect. Umeish, you respect. But you can respond to anybody. Which Gemara will ask. That's exactly Rabbi Huda's opinion. So what's Rabbi saying? Ema, safe in the next case, with the emptor, in the middle of a paragraph, Shoyil Nea Yida, you can ask if you're out of fear, Umeish, but you respond. Respond to who? Meish, Machas, Mai, respond to who? Elaim, Mipnea Yida, from someone that you fear, Hash to Mishal Shoyil, if you're allowed to initiate a conversation, you have to tell me that I can respond. Elab Nea Kovid means one step lower. You can respond to somebody if out of respect. Nu hainu the Rabbi Yehuda. It's exactly the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now we know the Rabbi Yehuda. Be'emtza shoyel b'nei Yira. You're allowed to initiate a conversation at the Yira over meishiv b'nei Hakavod. You're allowed to respond b'nei Hakavod, even a step lower, which is out of respect. Over prakim, but between paragraphs, shoyel, you can initiate the conversation b'nei Hakavod. Over the meishiv b'nei, if somebody comes and greets you, you're allowed to answer to anybody. So what's the chiluk Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, chsuri mechsa, a few words are missing. V'hochik tanis Rameir's opinion. Rameir says, no, Rameir goes a step further than Abhuda. He holds, b'prakim shoyl mea covered, you can initiate, he holds that he's more machmir. He says you can initiate out of respect. The ain't tzarech leim mishu meishiv, but you can only answer also out of respect. And he adds the words, v'ain tzarech leim. If I'm telling you, you're allowed to initiate, surely you're allowed to respond. But not to the average person. That I hold you're not allowed to. If an average person says shalom, you're not allowed to respond to him. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Uve emtz, in the middle of a paragraph, shoyim ne'a yira, you're allowed to initiate a conversation out of fear. V'ain tzarech leim mishu meishiv, surely you're allowed to respond. But only limited out of fear. David Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Be'emta shoyim now yida meishiv now covered." He says, "No, you always go a step lower. The responding, we always are easier. So you be covered. We're parakim between the paragraphs. Shoyim now initiate be covered. Abe meishiv shalochal adam and tainam agnol the brayse." Supports this. Hakoyde eshma. If you read Shema, upoga by Rabbi, you met your Rebbe, a godel heimenu, or somebody greater than you, which is beprakim. If it's between paragraphs, shoyel bnei covered out of respect. The ain't tzadik loyim shehu meishiv. So Ramei clearly says you can only answer if it's out of respect. Over emtzah, in the middle of the paragraph, shoyel bnei yida, like your Rebbe is yida. Of the ain't tzadik loyim shehu meishiv. That's why I get two examples there. Rebbe and Godel menu. Godel menu is covered, and Rebbe is Yira. The ain't tzadik loyim shehu meishiv. You can answer what out of Yira. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says be emtzah shoyel bnei Yira umeishiv bnei covered. In the middle of the paragraph, you ask for Yira, but you answer out of respect. Ube prakim shoyel mipnei covered meishiv shalom. What two quick things? The big machlekes in the shoyim. if you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Baruch and all of these things in Nul Krishma. And the Machlekes is those that say Kal Chaymer. If a human you're allowed to cover, you're allowed to answer. The Eibishter, you're not allowed to answer. The other Rishonim say no, because you're talking to the Eibishter. By another person, I'm talking to the Eibishter and it comes and greets me. It's not nice not to answer him back. So we have certain laws that you're allowed to answer back. But if I'm davening to the Eibishter, and it comes along another tefillah to the Eibishter, that's an interruption. I'm davening. There's no pchisas that are covered. If I say Eibishter, I'm not going to say Kaddish now because I'm not saying Shema. Halach is that you do interrupt for Kedusha and all the Kaddish, but it's very limited to, you know, Kedusha is only Kaddish and Baruch and Yimlech, depending who you are, and you have to look at the details. Continue tomorrow with the show.